Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at trustednewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. Trustednewspaper.com.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
Welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. Hour number two, so excited to be with you. If you missed any portion of hour number one, Dr. Christian Widener was on with us in our first hour, and we talked about how you can rely on the historical accuracy of scripture. Everybody says that that Homer's Iliad is dependable. Well, you know, there are a very minute number of original transcripts that you can actually go back to prove that. Yet the New Testament has over 24,000 original manuscripts that you can use. And everybody says, oh, well, we don't know, you know, if that's true or not. Maybe that's made up. A lot of things that we covered in that segment. So I hope you'll get back to it. And our last segment, we had Vernon Jones with us, and a great conversation with Vernon. You can find him at jones4georgia.com. Well, I'm very excited to welcome my next guest to the program. It's really been a joy to have the opportunity to know her and talk with her. And she has done some incredible investigative journalistic work and continues to. And you can find more of it at her website, sarahcarter.com. I want to welcome Sarah Carter to the program. Sarah, welcome. It's so good to have you.
Oh, it's so great to be back on, Pastor Greg. I hope all is well. And I'm just grateful that we were able to have this time this morning to talk. A lot of important stuff breaking.
A lot of important stuff. And I say Happy New Year, but we're based on everything that's going on, we're going to have to make it a Happy New Year or maybe it's not going to be.
Yeah, there's a lot of concern. I mean, we've seen everything from, you know, the threats from the Iranian government to our homeland. The border is so out of control. I've been talking about that relentlessly for more than a year since Biden took office. We've never seen anything like this. Extremely porous border agents really feeling like They're facilitating human trafficking, not stopping it. And just as the current state of our nation, it's really, if you don't have faith, it can be really daunting. I mean, I have a lot of faith that the American people, you know, come midterms, you know, here in 2022, this fall, and with 2024, still 3 years away, I have a feeling that the American people have had enough, and we're going to look at a turnaround. But it's still pretty frightening.
Well, you know, it's interesting that you make that comment, Sarah. I was watching, actually, I don't know if you've seen it or not, Darkest Hour. It's one of the Winston Churchill films, the one with Gary Oldman. And in there, he takes a segue and goes down into the subway because, you know, they're his war cabinet, if you wanted to call him that, wanted to appease Hitler and create this, you know, quote unquote peace treaty, which we know would never have happened. And so he went to visit with the people. And as he's talking with them, you know, he's saying, look, you know, we could be, this island could get invaded. What would you do? And they're like, you know, we would fight. We would fight. We'd take up broomsticks, shovels, you know, whatever we could get our hands on. But we would not give up our island. And I was praying into that and thinking about that. And I feel the same way. I believe that Americans, and I think this is where, whether it's the communists, you know, Russia learned this lesson, China's going to learn this lesson, you know, all of our enemies will learn this lesson. Freedom and liberty are in the DNA of those born and that live in America. It's in our DNA.
It is. It's the foundation of our nation. It's the founding principles. It's the lifeline of our republic. And it's about liberty. It's about freedom. It's based on those Judeo-Christian fundamental principles that we have a right to choose. That is our right, that we shouldn't be forced into these mandates and these lockdowns, and that the federal government shouldn't have this extensive overreach over every aspect of our lives. I truly believe as well that it is in our veins. It is our lifeblood. It's the reason why people from all over the world, no matter where they are from, no matter what their background, no matter what their religion, the one thing that Americans have in common is that they were willing to leave, or their relatives were willing to leave at one point in time, or they learned to live and change policy here in the United States. They like left their homeland on grand voyages and deadly voyages to come here to be free. And freedom, that is what connects us. So if America disappears, there will be no beacon of light on this planet. The same way, no nation that stands for those fundamental principles, there still be the idea. So that is why it's so precious to me. That's why we have to protect it. That's why we have to count on one another to protect it, to really, no matter how hard it is, to speak the truth, which is why, you know, we see people now coming out and saying, look, we're having these crazy covert flights in the middle of the night where the Biden administration is literally moving people from the border into the country without any process, avoiding all laws, avoiding lawmakers in disguise from the American people, dropping them off in Tennessee, dropping people off in New York, dropping people off in California.
Right.
Not the right process, but hiding it covertly. And doing the same, you know, what we see what's happening on the border. And now we're seeing a potential war arise in Ukraine with tensions between Ukrainians and Russians. We see the Biden administration talking more about the sovereignty of the Ukrainian border than the sovereignty and national security of the United States of America.
Crazy, isn't
but
it?
You know what?
Go ahead.
It is. But we don't have the answer, Pastor. What it is they are doing all of this, but they're not telling us why. Like, if you were going to do something like, I mean, this is a bold policy change, right? This is like saying, I'm doing this and I want this done purposefully. So what they're doing is purposeful. So mind you, this is not a policy failure. This is exactly what the Biden administration wants. What they won't tell us is why they want it and why they've changed everything. And that's what frightens me, because we can't predict what the next 3 years will bring, right? It was like COVID. Who could have really predicted a global pandemic like COVID that would, lock down the planet and change the policies of nations all over the world, including democratic nations, right?
Yeah.
Republics like you see with Australia, like we see in Canada, like we see here in the United States. So is there another black swan event that we're not expecting that's going to come up in the next 3 years? I don't know. But the one thing I do know is, and I agree with you, is that we really have to be vigilant and pray that our liberty and our freedom remain intact. Because without that, I don't know what's left.
And understand where that freedom and liberty comes from. There's some great writings out there. Robert Curry's written some good stuff about this. Joshua Mitchell's written some good stuff about this. Victor Davis Hanson has written some important documents about this as well, because I think it's important that we understand. And one thing that I'm bolstered by is the polls by PRRI and Pew Center in the last quarter of 2021. 70% of Americans still lay claim to Christianity, Sarah. And although
right.
that Christianity may look a little bit different than a traditional biblical worldview that perhaps you and I hold to, there's still hope in that, because there's an understanding of an underlying, overarching God that has a role in America and in the founding of this nation. And it's a lot easier to move that ship and change its course than it is to try to get the ship out of dock and out to sea.
That's a great way of saying it. And I agree with you on that. I do have a lot of faith. So I'm grateful that I have that in me. You know, I feel terrible for those that are faithless or don't see any hope. I'm concerned, but I do have hope. And I think it requires that all of us who do believe, we can't sit back. We can't be quiet. Mm-hmm. We can't keep our mouths shut. We have to take the tools that God has given us, the good tools, right?
Yep.
I'm not saying we go out there and go crazy and, we don't act like animals. We don't destroy our own communities. We don't
right.
harm others.
Right.
But we stand up and we say, hey, guess what? We know what's going on here, and we're going to expose it. We are going to speak out about it. We're going to vote you out of office if you don't do what we say, because you represent us.
Right.
And I think that's why I feel so hopeful when I see people come out and speak out, like when we broke the stories on, the horrible weaponization of the FBI against President Trump, and we mm-hmm. exposed that Hillary Clinton and all of these people were involved in these fake dossiers to unseat a president. And, it's going to take a lot of work. We
yes.
still have to, or do expose. But the thing is, exposure is the best disinfectant, right? Sunlight. And as long as we expose it, the American people will know it. That's why we can't give up. Even if the Biden administration is flying in 100,000 people every 2 months all over the country, we just got to have people brave enough to give us those videos and to say, look, this is what's happening.
Right.
This is what's going on.
Guys like Anthony Aguero, as an example. I think you know Anthony.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And then others I've talked to, Victor Avila, who's here in the state of Texas. What
just
a great
had him
guy,
on
right?
last week. Just had him on last week. He's an incredible guy. Incredible guy.
Yeah, he's amazing. And he stood up and he spoke out, and he almost lost his life in Mexico. He's an Immigration and Customs Enforcement former officer running for
Agent
office
under
here
fire.
In Texas now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Agent under fire. Exactly. And we have got agents on the front line doing the same thing. Look, I always say this, this is not, and I bring up immigration just because I've been very wrapped up in the border crisis.
Sure.
But it's not about being anti-immigrant. It's about being pro-immigrant.
Oh, my
gosh.
Everything
we're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
Everything we're talking about, right?
Well, look at, I mean, if you look at, look at the numbers of Hispanics that are against Biden's border policy. His numbers with the Hispanic population are lower than they are with any other group. Well, besides, you know, Republicans, I guess. But I mean, as far as any of the ethnicities, the Hispanic population is dramatically against those policies because it's their children and their neighborhoods where they're dumping these people, where the cartels and the gangs go in and oppress their children and take their daughters and take their sons. And then and with fear, President Trump and Tom Homan and Mark Morgan went into a neighborhood in New York and cleaned it up under his presidency. Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died four times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and His natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to CGRWellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's CGRWellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at PG@PastorGregYoung.com. That's PG@PastorGregYoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest is Sarah Carter. You can find her at sarahcarter.com, sarahcarter.com. We were talking about the border. Can I say that you're in the greatest state in the nation?
Absolutely. I brag about it all the time. We moved to Texas. Are you kidding?
Oh, man.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, and of course, that's why the southern border is, you know, is such a concern. When we bought our place here 11 years ago, I actually had, because all the properties around me at the time were all empty. We've got a little over 5 acres. And they were actually coming up. There was a trailer, an abandoned trailer on the property right behind me. So they would come up and do their drugs and what have you. At the foot of my property, we actually found where they were cooking meth, okay? Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. And they would cut the fence coming up. And I would literally have to sit, you're going to laugh at this, but I'd have to sit out on my back porch at night with my shotgun.
And you can do that in Texas.
You can do that in Texas. And by gum, that was how how I had to put a stop to that. I mean, we had the sheriffs out all the time, but they were like, look, you know, there's three of us and it's like 24,000 square miles. Right. So, you know, I mean, it's big country, but, oh yeah, no. So the border was of great concern and has been. Texas Border Volunteers, I used to have them on all the time when I was on the Kerrville station. And now I'm on No Bull Radio, which covers its 12 stations across all of South Texas. And so, obviously, folks down in Victoria and so on are very concerned, down in Kern, where where the sheriff down there is working with, independent contractors and ranchers to try to secure sections of the border because they're literally being overrun.
Well, and we've seen what's happened, along the border with our Border Patrol agents and shots being fired from the southern side of the border and coming over, to the north side of the border. And it's been very daunting. A lot of Border Patrol agents are saying, gosh, we're not getting the support, the right type of support we need from the federal government. Thankfully, Texas DPS and Operation Lone Star has been a phenomenal success in some ways for the state of Texas. And, when I talk to our Border Patrol agents and I talk to, folks in the Texas DPS who unfortunately lost their first loss of life, in pursuit, Texas DPS Salas, Officer Salas lost his life, pursuing, illegal migrants coming across the border, last week. And so, this is very personal. This is very personal. It's very personal when the citizens of Texas and are being required to do so much because the federal government is failing to do the only job that they are required to do for the American people, really, which is the national security of the country.
That's it. I mean, that is their primary role. And we were talking about this earlier, and I wanted to kind of bring this in for just a minute. I talked about it a little bit yesterday with David Shistokas, who's running for attorney general in the state of Illinois, and also is my expert on constitutional issues. But SCOTUS took up a case filed by Axon Enterprise that challenges the legitimacy of FTC's rogue courts, right? My friend, our mutual friend, Michael Dougherty's written about that in his book, The Devil Inside the Beltway. And going back to talking about how we can, how changes can take place and we can kind of begin to push back on the federal overreach that you mentioned in our first segment. This is a huge case. If the administrative state is identified as, and their kangaroo courts are determined to be unconstitutional, where they bring you into court and they strip away your constitutional rights, folks, that's what happens. Go ahead, please.
That's what happens. And you're also seeing, constant legislation from the bench, right? Instead of doing what's right, they're legislating there, and he's right. I mean, I love this idea, the devil inside the beltway. Because when you think about it, it's really about power, money, greed, and a need for control, right? Mm-hmm. So it was almost as if the bureaucracy itself evolved into, their own club. Mm. And everybody else was left out. And I always say this, when Trump came in, he was kind of stunned. I really remember how stunned he was when people were targeting him. He didn't get it. Oh, but people in Washington got it because they didn't want somebody from the outside seeing what they were actually doing inside that bubble. Yep. It was almost as if they were constantly, you had the, the establishment Republicans, you have these leftist Democrats who basically they're not your dad's old Democrat. They've turned into Marxists, but they're all after the same thing, power and money. It's interesting how, Nancy Pelosi is always talking about, oh, we want to be there for the children. We want to be there for the immigrants, but she's loading up her pocket with millions and millions and millions of dollars. And everybody knows that her family, you know, is basically run, you know, playing the stock market.
Yeah.
They're doing whatever they want, but you never see Nancy Pelosi open the house up to the immigrants or give back the way that she should. We should expect us to do it.
No, not at all. And now, that, as you mentioned, they're concerned about the Ukrainian border, but forget
right.
about the American border. Sarah Carter, folks, you've got to follow her site, sarahcarter.com. Sarah, God bless you. Now that we're neighbors, this is going to be great. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation right after this. Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop. It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today. 800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
This is John MacArthur inviting you to join me for Portraits of Grace. The concept of humility among pagans before Christ's time was very negative. They never sought or admired it. Humility was not a virtue. So when the New Testament writers urged Christians to be humble, they were really introducing a radically new and unacceptable concept. The Apostle Paul defined humility as seeing others as more important than yourself. But how often do you really consider others that way? Frequently we think just the opposite. All too often, we criticize those even with whom we minister. But Paul's attitude was different. He knew his own heart well enough to call himself the worst of sinners. You, like Paul, know full well your own sinful shortcomings. Don't kid yourself or anybody else. It's that perspective of yourself you need to develop before you can ever hope to respect and honor others above yourself. When you do that, you'll prove yourself worthy to be called a portrait of grace.
This is Carter Conlon. There are a lot of Christians who want the Holy Spirit, but they don't want the pathway that the Holy Spirit will lead them on. Jesus knew that the leading of the Holy Spirit would ultimately lead him to die for humanity. But there are so many believers in our generation who want to be led by the Holy Spirit, but they don't want to live for the sake of other people. They don't want to be given so that others can be free. They don't want to go to the poor. They don't want to visit the prisoner in the prison house. They don't want to care for widows or for orphans. The Holy Spirit is given to us for a reason that is bigger than us. Ask the Lord today to give you the courage to be led by the Holy Spirit into what is your divine purpose, which God Himself has assigned to you for His glory. There's only one way to find the purpose of God. Die to your own reasonings and begin to pray. It's time now to pray.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Well, folks, I'm very excited to have my next guest with me. He is a former station chief for the CIA in the former Soviet Union. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome to the program Scott Uhlinger. Scott, welcome. Good to have you.
Well, Pastor Greg, great to be back after a brief respite.
Yes. Well, you know, but so timely for you to be here, I think, on several topics. So I'm just going to, just as a quick overview.
Sure.
So we want to talk about the Ukrainian situation. And as you mentioned in the green room, your analysis of that, of course, was spot on. It'll be interesting to see what all Putin is able to get out of that. Compensation from either NATO or whoever. But then we've got Iran. Right. The Iranian. We want to talk about the Iranian situation. Well, and I'll tell you what else I would like to talk about. I'd also like to talk about just the continuation of, some of the rogue behavior that we're seeing. And there are many who are talking about that, the current FBI is essentially acting as almost like a Gestapo. Predicated on a very politically motivated agenda, and I mean the evidence is the evidence. So let's begin with the Ukrainian thing, and we'll work our way back home. How does that sound?
Sure, that's fine.
So relative to the Ukrainian situation, we have, it's evidenced that, this buildup of troops along the border has been there for what, 8-9 years, right? That's not a brand new occurrence. But there's some things that it would seem that Putin would like maybe the missiles taken out of Poland, like maybe some assurances that Ukraine is not going to become a part of NATO. Where do you see this headed, and how much of those givens or whatever, however you want to refer to them as, how far does he get in the negotiation game?
Sure. I was on a couple of other, I was on Newsmax and some other places talking about what's going on with Russia and Ukraine. And I seem like I've called it right. The war scare, quote unquote, has eased as I knew it would. Because Putin wouldn't really gain much by an actual status of war, like a conventional invasion. So that didn't happen, as I expected it not to happen.
Mm-hmm.
However, he used this as an opportunity to probe and take advantage of Western, and specifically the Biden administration's weakness, to try to get concessions. What he's trying to do is he's trying to roll back the world or the clock to create kind of a NATO 1997, where Eastern Europe, meaning countries like Poland, the Baltic states, Romania, were not in NATO, and they were just kind of supplicants of Russia. That's what he wants to go back to.
Okay.
Now, he has been victorious in the sense that he's used his military well. I mean, like his forces, his diplomacy, his intelligence, his cyber warfare, everything he's been doing it, managing it very well, to get us to basically even discuss such a thing. What I'm saying is he's totally changed the discussion.
Okay.
You know, this kind of thing was absolutely out of bounds 1 year ago, 5 years ago, but now he's got us talking about it. So in his mind, he's kind of scoring points, and he'll continue to do that. But what he's going to do is, so this is easing off, but, you know, Russia isn't going anywhere, and these crises aren't going anywhere. They're going to continue to flare up like some kind of, endemic disease. They're going to flare up, but it's going to be in areas where he can kind of ratchet up the tension and then ease it off. So he can do that with things like troop buildups. He can't do that by crossing the border and starting to shoot. He can't ease off of that. But what he can do is, for instance, start a naval blockade in the Black Sea against Ukraine. He can ratchet that up, and based on Western response, he can ratchet it down, or he can use that as a way of scoring points or achieving certain victories. The other thing that the Russians are good at, we'll relate it to Iran, and then we can go into Iran, is sure. How a lot of times they'll create a crisis in an area, and they'll use that as like a marker, a poker marker, to achieve victories in a totally different area. Mm-hmm. For instance, with Iran, because from what I read a little bit of, Russia has made some, is trying to broker kind of a deal, behind the scenes deal with America and Iran about, basically using their kind of like, you owe us now. Like, so in other words, the Russians are probably approaching this with a kind of like, oh, we'll see, you know, you kind of owe us now. You need to really look at the Iranian position and maybe ease some of your sanctions before they return mm-hmm. to the JCPOA. See, so
right.
That's the way they operate. That's always the way they operate.
Disinformation and manipulation.
That's right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And that's what they're doing. Now, by the way, here's something about Iran. I just read this. I'm sure none of the listeners have know about this because it was a very small item, and I couldn't believe it when I read about it. Just to show you that under this administration, we are the stupidest people on the block. We just don't get it. So with all of this garbage going on with Iran, it turns out that Iran was remiss in its UN dues. It hadn't paid its dues to the UN. Because they didn't have the money, they were short somehow. So get this one. So okay, that's the situation. The
right.
United States, out of the goodness of its heart, decided, because remember, we have like billions of dollars of frozen assets, Iranian assets, in this country. We've had them since 1979.
Okay.
We decided, out of the goodness of our heart, because the Iranians always respond to U.S. being nice. We've decided to ease up, like whatever. We released $100 million or $50 million from money frozen in the United States to allow Iran to pay its dues to the UN. And I think that's just such a heartwarming thing to do to the mullahs, because they're absolutely going to respond to U.S. largesse and charity. So
well,
I couldn't
and
believe
didn't we,
that when
and
I
didn't,
read that.
And the JC, and here's what's horrific about that, and when you talk about, you know, the backstory regarding Russia and Iran, when Iran received that $1.5 billion that Obama gave them when they signed the JCPOA, they took that money, and that was essentially what propped up Putin's regime, because at that time, because America was, doing oil and the energy issues that were taking
right.
place, Putin was running out of money because the oil prices were dropping and there was the battle over getting gas into Eastern Europe. And so he took that $1.5 billion And a large portion of that Iranian money went into Russian coffers, and older Soviet munitions were then transferred into Iran to build up their arsenal. And I think you and I talked about that, and I had a couple of other guests and I that spoke about that, but nobody else, and there was nothing in mainstream media. No mainstream media covered that at all, Scott.
Right. I mean, like I said, people tend to disregard how much these regimes all collude together, whether it's the North Koreans, the Iranians, the Russians, or the Chinese.
Yeah, absolutely.
These people
Xi
all
and the
collude
CCP.
Together.
Yep.
And that's right. I mean, it's not the stuff of just a Batman movie where, you know, the Riddler is with the Joker or who's with Mr. Freeze. It's not like that. It's like that in real life. That's the way these people operate. I mean,
right.
The thing about Iran, like I said, we keep on going one step forward, two steps back with Iran. I guess the good thing is that, first of all, you know, this regime, of course, is the Biden administration is absolutely incompetent with dealing with them. The good news is that the Iranian regime is so extreme that despite the best efforts of the Biden administration, a deal may not be concluded. And so, and in fact,
yay,
I tend to think that a deal will not be concluded, but it has nothing to do with the Biden administration. It has to do with the fact that the mullahs, as usual, see American weakness, but then they overly take advantage of. They come forward in a hyper-aggressive manner that basically disgusts the entire world. So that seems to be where we're at now. But like, for example, as a final insult, I saw that Iran is not even, like, in other words, as a good faith gesture, it would be like very normal. Iran has like at least four U.S. citizens under arrest. Now, well, by the way, almost all those citizens are dual citizens. They're Iranian Americans. And I think at least one of them was a minister, a Christian minister who had gone over to Iran and had been arrested, if I'm not mistaken. What I'm saying is these people were absolutely arrested for one reason only, as a diplomatic chip, as a marker to use against the West. And so that is the whole reason they were, trumped up charges, and then they were thrown in jail for no reason, because Iran is not great at things like
that. Right. Yeah. Just as a point of manipulation. You know, I was also thinking about the fact that, you know, there's a lot of buzz in that I'm hearing, and Sarah Carter has reported on this on her site about threats by the Iranians against former President Trump as well. And those are considered to be rather credible threats. But more importantly, I think, Scott, to understand is that this is the way the Iranians have always worked. They're just, you know, that attack that was done, I believe, was on an English diplomat or what have you, and the Iranians were the ones that were actually involved in the assassination of that about, I don't know, 5 or 6 years ago. But they're very, they're not as in your face as some of these other jihadi regimes, and they're very insidious in how they do some of the things that they do.
That's right. They have targeted people in the past. In fact, it was about 5 years ago. There was very little coverage, but there was some Iranians may have been arrested in D.C. because there was a plot to assassinate. This was during the Trump administration, I believe, maybe even the late Obama administration, to assassinate the Saudi ambassador to the United States in the United States, like to kill him at a cafe, in Northern Virginia.
Crazy.
And they broke that up, and people can look that up, and it really happened. So that is the way these people operate. But the point about the hostages was Iran, in the last few days, absolutely rejected the idea of releasing those hostages as a good faith measure to entail like trust.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening, because you are God's chosen generation.
Leading the Way features the Bible teaching of pastor and author Dr. Michael Youssef.
Soon and very soon, you and I are going to be caught up in the air and meet Jesus in the air. Soon and very soon, we will hear the shout of the archangel. We're going to hear the trumpet sound. Soon and very soon, we will see the judge sitting on the judge's bench. Soon and very soon, we will see him appear in his glory. Soon and very soon, we shall reign and rule with him. Soon and very soon, he will come to take his faithful ones home, and he shall wipe away all of our tears. Soon and very soon, we will be with him forever and ever and ever and ever. The question is, will you be there?
Ready to start your faith journey with Jesus? Visit ltw.org/Jesus.
You know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Thanks so much for being here. I do know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for joining us here. Tomorrow on the program, Don Jens will talk about issues relative to communism and continue the education process on Marxism, communism, socialism, and where we stand and where we should stand as a constitutional republic. Doug Giles is with us tomorrow also, and he's got a brand new book out that we're talking about, and how the church needs to get involved in this fight that we are in. And it is a fight. We'll talk about that a little bit more here in just a second. IQ Al-Rasuli, our Islamic expert, is with us tomorrow as well. We'll talk more about how the Islamic texts, the Quran and the Hadith, actually basically say that a truly practicing Muslim can't make vows of allegiance to the Constitution of the United States of America, or the normal vows that you would make simply as a citizen that supports this country, and the process of that. And then Rafael Cruz is with us, and we'll announce he's going to be coming on a regular basis with us once a month. Calling All Pastors to Lead from the Front is the segment we'll be doing with Rafael, and that'll be starting in February. But he'll be with us tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. Eastern, so look forward to that. Scott Uhlinger, retired CIA station chief, is with us, the station chief. You can find him and his articles at Newsmax and also on Twitter at the station chief. He hasn't been booted yet like me. I don't know what that's about, Scott. They like you and they don't like me.
A lot of times I'll tweet sarcastic things and noteworthy, but I probably don't
put myself out there as much as you, and that's why they, you know, I'm just a very small fry. I don't have that many followers.
Oh, you know, I don't know what to tell you. All I did was call Eric Swalwell a Chinese spy whore. They just, I don't know why they didn't like that. They thought that was, they had a problem with the fact that he was running a Chinese prostitution ring inside of the House Intelligence Committee, and they were taking information back, and now Reuters has come out. It's been a while, but Reuters came out and said that there's an NSA program that the CCP are using, and gee, I wonder how they got that. Another story for another day. Iran, we were visiting about the situation in Iran. Go ahead and finish that up, and then I really want to get onto the website AmericanGulag.com and the J6 and what's happening there. And why Americans should be concerned about agencies like the CIA and the FBI being used by another agency, the Department of Justice, as a political weaponized entities. Talk about Iran, and then let's get to that, and we'll have about 6 minutes if we keep this condensed.
Sure. The last thing about Iran is that to show what little respect they have to hold the Biden administration, is that they said that they will not even consider releasing the imprisoned Americans they have as a sign of good faith in any negotiations. That is an absolute slap in the face to any American. So let's hope, like I said, that continued Iranian intransigence will basically result, despite the Biden administration, there will be no JCPO deal. So I still believe that, and so that's a good thing. So we'll dwell on the positive when it comes to that. But then moving on to January 6th, I mean, yeah, it's truly unbelievable, and I don't think most Americans have been paying enough attention to it. I know, had I been elected to Congress, which didn't happen, I would be camping out outside of the doors to the prison that hold those Americans, because people have to realize the last time that something like this happened was during the American Civil War, where Lincoln suspended the writ of habeas corpus and basically just imprisoned people. And I don't even think he imprisoned people to the tune of, you mentioned that there were 600 or 700 people. And so they're sitting in jail, uncharged, and it is maybe the greatest miscarriage of American justice I've ever heard of, there's no question.
And again, you know, irrespective, I guess, of how you might feel about it, I would really encourage you, if you have not watched it, there's a film that is called Capital, C-A-P-I-T-O-L, Capital Punishment. Punishment,
that's right,
by Nick Searcy. I assume, based on what you're saying, that you've watched that film.
I did watch part of it, and I follow him on Twitter. Nick Searcy is, you know, he's fantastic, and so and he's a filmmaker, and he's a conservative filmmaker, and there are very, very few of those. So yeah, we have to support him and his message, because, well, it's the absolute truth. So, and then you mentioned the website, and so I'm going to have to visit that website as well, because you know, these people are like half forgotten, and once in a while you read about one of them, you know, like kind of copping a plea, because what choice do they have at this point? They know they've kind of been abandoned, and in the end, you have to protect your own family. So they're like Maoist confessions. Oh yeah, I did it. You know, just get me out of here, kind of thing. It's just absolutely horrible, and it makes you question, you know, what kind of country do we live in?
Yeah, it really is something. It's AmericanGulag.org. Pardon me, AmericanGulag.org, and they've got the names of the individuals. News. Most recent article posted January 24th. Here's how to advocate for those in prison and tell prison leadership human rights abuses are not tolerated. And again, you know, look, that's fine. Let's everybody have their day in court, but don't starve them to death. Don't beat them, you know, don't treat them the way that the prisoners are treated in the labor camps in China, which is what they're doing, okay? Spitting in their food and so on. It is horrific what's taking place. And if you watch this film, you'll come to realize Ashley Babbitt was murdered. She was actually standing with members of the Capitol Police right before she was shot. And they vacated the area, Scott, where she was. And now more and more video is coming forward. And she was actually going through that window, that door, because she was a woman of very small stature, to try to get to safety. Because there was a push amongst some others who were instigators that were trying to break in, and they were creating a rush and a crush in the area that she was standing. And instead of those security people that were around her that she was visiting with and talking with and having conversation with, realizing that you know, because they were like, yeah, we left the area because we knew that our lives were going to be in danger because of the rush, because of the crush that was getting ready to happen. And they left this poor defenseless woman standing there as they ran out of the screen, and she had nowhere to go. She was suddenly surrounded.
And then, of course, the pathetic part is that they didn't hold an investigation. Now, nowadays, I mean, if you so much as use the wrong word when you're arresting someone, they conduct an investigation. They never conduct an investigation into any of this.
None.
Which clearly shows that they have something that they want to hide. And the officer who shot her is, like, clearly incompetent. I remember there was something about he literally was visiting, like, a grade school or something, went to the bathroom and left his gun in the bathroom, like something that's unfathomable as a law enforcement officer.
Well, he was waving his gun around, pointed at members of Congress, and there's video of him doing that as well. You do not point the barrel of your gun up and
obviously
at people, and law enforcement individuals, somebody like that should absolutely know that. No, it's ludicrous, but I just encourage you, and go to AmericanGulag.org, read the articles, read what's really going on, read what they are doing to these individuals there. And by the way, upper right-hand corner here, if you make a donation today, you'll get a CGR mug, a Chosen Generation Radio mug, will be yours with any donation received today. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. PayPal.me/PastorGreg. Make a donation.
At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, what did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation. And I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good. And Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up. And in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil so you all might enter into his rest.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous Pastor Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.